Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Thick as fuck, and she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ask to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool, when I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kin.
Don't even know
these niggas frauds, man. I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man. I swear they got this tendency.
Oh my God.
Scrollin' through my Insta, and shorty looking kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs, cause I'm tryna link tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on site.
Oh, yeah.
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good, and then shorty just started tripping.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
loose ends, won't tolerate disrespect. You chicken should have caught a six piece to the chin. Look, you can keep the calm or whatever. Great vibes, I gotta be calm or whatever. I keep a roll up of lint balls or whatever. Better keep it together or your melon, I'ma sever. It's time I pop the air mattress. Hit the game with a blitz like playing Madden. Swimming mile in the ocean of fornication. From the free like a mic jamming in space. Look, time's up, little bitch. No more free time, good luck, little bitch. Stepped up to the plate, you can feel the ground shake. Got your girl at attention from the way that I spit. Yes, sir. I'm a king, nothing less. Beast on the beat, I'm a freak with the sex. I hit her a few times, but I never sent a text. You just send her the low when you know what comes next. Look, still beating on my chest like I'm King Kong. Send her off back to back like ping pong. My unreleased shit be a theme song. The whole crowd sing along when the mic's on. I'm dropping bombs on you bitches. Straight to the point like my name's Scottie Pippen. Quick off the pivot like Rose Boy, I'm vicious. Flow sicker than Mike with the flu boy, I'm different. Play your position. Here for the ring just to be more specific. Yeah. I'm here to fuck up the game and I play every quarter. You second stringers, niggas just ride the bitch that's on broke.
all I see is red. Lack on the target, I aim for the head. Back on my bullet, get it understood that I'm not letting up, all that goofy shit dead. I'm stepping the ring if you playing, dawg. I'm up next, give a fuck what you saying, dawg. Mark my words and I mean it, nigga. Back on my bullshit this summer, y'all.
Another episode of OG Radio Presents Freestyle Friday. It's your boy B Troy and my man
What's
Radio
up,
Real, man. Exactly, man. I got a challenge for y'all. So, I already put it on Facebook. So, if you are listening, or if you just happen to be tuning in, I will cash out the first three people $10, and they can complete the challenge. So now, if you don't know, the challenge is you have to freestyle without messing up for 60 seconds. If you can freestyle for 60 seconds, 60 seconds, that's a minute, you can get $10. I'll cash out you right now. Right, as soon as you're done, just give me the cash app. I'm sending it to you.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Something slight. Just something slight. Just $10. Let your next meal, your next Whopper and cheese, your four be on me.
It'll work. I really shouldn't because I need to be saving money, but, you know, I'll jump in on that. I'll also cash up another 10. So you have a dub.
Now, so so $20. $20. I'm going to play a couple more songs. I'm going to play one song. See if anybody calls in. Then we're going to get into a little conversation. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I might freestyle for that dude.
Yo, we are excluded.
Nah, that's petty. I want to play a couple of songs.
Hey.
Level up.
Tell me what you wanna do. All this arguing is fussing while we fighting, baby. You've been fucking with a boss, I know you like it, baby. I can tell you really love me, don't you hide it, baby. You know ain't no lying, girl. Just tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. I know that you've been stressing me, so harass you with questions. They gon' tell you that I'm messy. Don't believe it, cause they don't wanna see you happy. Girl, can't you see it? And you know that I fucked up. You just said run that checkup. So I went and chased that cheddar, but you tried to make me mad. Fuck with him just to make me jealous. But you always call my phone, cause you know I fuck you better.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know I fuck you better,
yeah, yeah.
I don't got a flash, cause I know I make you wetter. Make that pussy sing, just like my Beretta. Let me take care of you, make that booty bigger, yeah, yeah. Just tell me what you wanna do,
what you wanna do.
Just tell me what you wanna do,
what you wanna do.
I ain't gon' run games on you. Girl, tell me what you wanna do. All this arguing is fussing while we fighting, baby. You've been fucking with a boss, I know you like it, baby. I can tell you really love me, don't you hide it, baby. You know ain't no lying, girl. Just tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Hey, I need a shorty. shots gon' ride for me, gon' die for me, never lie to me, you raw. Hit the block for me, gon' rob for me, brother, that's some girl, don't talk. Get mad with me, get sad for me, sit down, baby, let's talk. Never speak to me, this year freak to me, I'm beating up your walls. Let's take you to the mall, I'ma let you spend it on, girl, you know that I'm a ball, I don't care about the cost. Yeah, yeah.
And so you already know how I'm fucking with you, you feel me?
I told her as I love you and I meant that shit. Tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you wanna do. Girl, tell me what you wanna do. All this arguing and this fussing while we fighting, baby. You been fucking with a boss, I know you like it, baby. I can tell you really love me, don't you hide it, baby. You know ain't no running, girl, just tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want.
Welcome, 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 welcome. We are back.
Hey, we back.
Radio presents Freestyle Friday, where we are offering up $20 to the first three guests who can complete the challenge. Now, we don't have any challenges today. I'm saying it's our money still. So, hey, let me know.
That's gas in my pocket.
Nah, that's money for this PlayStation 5. That bad boy about to be $5.
Back. I'm saving up for that.
About to be $500. But the little, but the digital one, I heard it's gonna be like $400.
And you know, it kind of makes sense to go with digital because, like, if you can already just go ahead and download games as it is, you know, through the PlayStation Store, you might as well. Instead of getting the physical copy, put it in, you gotta wait for it to download, then you have to save to the game, then, you know,
Nah. Take
too long.
Look, I'm gonna tell you just like this. The only reason why I'm getting me I went with the disc drive on it is because GameStop, baby. GameStop will always say you will use game, and it's gonna be for the low because they fixed that bitch.
And me personally, I like a hard copy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have all the 2Ks that ever came out from the PlayStation 4, bro. Like, I just like having a physical copy of it. You know what I'm saying? Just in case something goes wrong, you got the physical copy.
Then you could just bring that shit to another. Like a whole another system and just play it on that.
Exactly.
Boom. Data, you can do the same thing, but now you can't do it as fast.
Right.
But keep this, though.
I meant to. What's up?
The Xbox is coming out with a digital only version, too. But guess how much it costs?
How much?
$200.
Don't nobody want that shit. That's why they did it so low. Everybody already talking shit about the Xbox. Tell nobody want that shit.
Boy, and it looked like a GameCube, but all white.
Right, exactly. A tall GameCube.
No, I'm talking about the 200 version one. The shit looked like a GameCube.
It
looked just like a GameCube. Motherfuckers are gonna buy that shit. It's $200. I fuck around.
I feel sorry for all the. I feel sorry for all the Xbox users. Like, they are trash. They make Call of Duty not playable.
What you mean?
Call of Duty is horrible, man.
Call of Duty make Call of Duty unplayable, bro. I can't even lie to you. Like I told you.
I don't know, man. Before they enable crossplay, like, I love playing Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm playing against PlayStation users. It never really crashed, none of that shit. But then you add the crossplay, you get hackers from the PC, you get the horrible Xbox players who have slow reaction time. It's just horrible.
That's good. Sure, that's one of the people that helped me get my first win.
Oh shit.
Man, look. Hey, I'm trying to tell you. But like crossplay is nothing bad about it, and then Xbox people being on it, it helps. It's the PC gamers that be doing all them crazy shit that are auto aiming.
Yeah, they do the hacker shit. But
and then Xbox
never
Network be fucked up.
For my money.
I mean, I don't
they
know.
They never give me a run
I don't
for
know.
My money. It just sucks.
I mean, we probably just
so,
getting all the sucky ones, and they getting all our sucky ones.
So, the
make
other day,
shit competitive.
My cousin, we were playing Call of Duty, right? So he gets a call from one of his homies. He was talking shit. He was like, hey, I got six guys. Why don't you get your six guys? And we play Call of Duty. Now, all right, cool. Now, those six guys were all fucking horrible eggs. Meanwhile, we're the PlayStation players. So they talking all
shit.
Like, hey, yeah, we going to beat y'all, blah, blah, blah. So we did a custom match. Now, I usually play hardcore. You know what I'm saying? Because it's more realistic. If we have to play core, fine, whatever. But they did all this shit talking, bro, and we beat their ass, I believe, 6, 7, 8, 9 games straight. No loss.
Damn.
And we whooped their ass. We whooped their ass. I had less than 30 kills for 9 straight games. They were so trash.
And Carl, oh my God. Place. I mean,
they're horrible.
I requested then, since you were a diehard PlayStation fan, which I also am, I ain't saying that out of, like, concept, but, like, how do you feel about the PlayStation controller getting bigger? Because that was one of my main things that, like, I ain't really fuck with. Like, the Xbox controller was, like, too fucking chunky. It was square as hell. And
I don't like big controllers. But to me, it didn't even look that big. So I don't know. I have to physically have it in my hand. But I don't like the controller. I hate it. That's why I never liked the Xbox. It was too chunky. It was just stupid as hell.
Man, look,
but,
I got big hands.
I
don't like a big controller.
Exactly. But I think for what they're doing with the controller, I guess it kind of makes sense how they're doing it from what I read about it. But all the motion sensors they got with it, and it detects this, that, and the third, and you can actually use the middle button for shit now. I guess it makes sense. But
like a walk-in inside of the controller.
Yeah.
The controller's going to be expensive.
Yeah, it
kind of,
man, look, it's already $60 just to get the regular one, so... I can imagine this shit.
I'd rather be
$60. It'll be like $100 for the new controller.
Say it, I'm going to get an Xbox.
Real quick. Hell no. Side note, real quick, I want to shout out Bar University TV. They had me as a guest again. They had me as a guest this past Wednesday. We were reviewing music and everything. They allowed me to promote myself on their platform, you know, and vice versa. So in the future, we will be teaming up with Bar University TV a lot more. That's something we got going for us.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Check that out.
And yeah, it was fun. There's a link on my page somewhere. I think I posted it in the chat, I believe. The funny
I'm
going to
put it out there
because right?
I thought you locked up.
Yeah, it was definitely a chat. I couldn't post it on my page. The funny thing about that was, you know, we was getting good music, right? So I'm like, man, where are all the whack rappers at? Like, I want to get a good laugh in. You know, I want to rake somebody back, right? About 9:30 hit, all the whack rappers came.
Oh, wow.
Bro, it was so bad that we had to turn the music off. Like, we just turned it off. It was just like, yo, you get no. And, like, one guy was really so salty that I criticized his music. You know, I was, you know me. You know, I was really blunt. I was
yeah,
like, this is trash. You could probably do better than this, but this track ain't it. I think it was called, I don't know what it was called. Bruce Lee or Jet Lee, some shit like that. But the song and lyrics had nothing to do with Jet Li, so I didn't understand. Like, I don't know. The chorus had nothing to do with what he was. It was just stupid. It was just fucking retarded.
Did he make karate sound?
I gave him
that shit. Did he make a karate sound at least? Like, oh, or something? Shit.
No. No, not at all. It just made no sense. It just didn't make sense. One guy had a song where he was talking about he like him a ghetto bitch. The chorus is basically him saying, I like me a ghetto bitch, or some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, the video was amazing. I like the video. But the song had, the lyrics on his verses had nothing to do with why he liked the ghetto bitch. Nothing. So I'm like, yo,
wow. What
the fuck is this? This is trash. It has nothing to do with nothing. And he types in the comics, man, some people don't know real music. I'm like, what? Real music?
Right.
Like,
I'm looking for
it. Well, you know, I always find it funny how some artists can't take constructive criticism. It's to better you. Like, one of the guys, his name was Newport something. He had a stupid name. It was a bad song. And he's like, yo, I thank you for that. I'm going to go get in the booth right now and do something better. I'm like, damn, okay, I like that. You know, I fuck with that. That's the type of shit I want to see. Let me call you out of your shit so you can go do better. But other people was in their feelings like, why are you
doing
this, man? It's trash.
Nah, look. And then, I don't know, hold another note, everybody got the right to their opinion. Like, when you put your music on a platform, you relinquish that right to talk back to, like, anybody like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be rude. Put your music out there to be criticized. That's what you're doing as an artist. People supposed to like or dislike your stuff. Because everything... Every platform
exactly.
that you put it on gives them a option to dislike or like your stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? If somebody tell you, you know what I'm saying, they don't like your shit, you can't be mad. It's a billion people in this fucking world. Yo, these motherfuckers are not in your target audience, man. If you talk about selling drugs and shooting people, you can't get mad if a nun be like, nah, that ain't for me, dog. Like, for real.
Exactly.
That's not your target audience. You really, I feel like those people right there, y'all fuck up. Like, honestly, it's just fucking
right.
up. People give y'all real criticism. Like, somebody, Jay-Z, was like, nah, dog, that's not it. Go back in the booth or whatever. And you'd be like, nah, nigga, you don't fucking know music, whatever. You just ruined your chance, bro.
Exactly.
You just ruined your chance. You don't know. Never know who you talking to or who criticizing your shit. Next time, all that shit with a grain of salt. And then on a whole another note, if you think you good and you know you good, then you ain't got to prove it to nobody else. Because first and foremost, as an artist, you're supposed to make music that you love. So that's a representation of your art, your body, your mind, your
right.
soul. So that's music for you. If they don't like it, it's cool. It's not for them. You like it.
Exactly.
That's all that matters. I'm fine. It's a couple people that, I mean, I ain't gonna say it's a couple. It's like 2-3 songs I know people don't like or whatever. I let people listen to it, I be excited about. Motherfucker be like, damn, nah, that's not it, bro. It's trash. You know what I do? I go back, I listen to that shit again. I be like, yeah, this shit is trash, but fuck it, I'm not gonna redo this shit. And I put that shit out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I like it.
Those are just
shit.
A couple
I liked
of
it when I made it. Exactly, bro. You can't do it off the first opinion that say they, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers don't like you. It's going to be a lot of them people. You know, especially if you're trying to be famous. You're not going to have everybody as a fan. Niggas, it's motherfuckers out here that hate Drake. Like, honestly, like, niggas don't like Drake. Niggas don't like Rihanna. Like, and they make wonderful ass songs, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's people out here with talent, and y'all just can't, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I like
you
everything.
Got talent.
Well, most of everything we've been putting on our plate. I ain't gonna say everything. There's some stuff we've had recently that was like, what?
Oh.
I ain't gonna say their names, but boy. I would never understand why people can't take constructive criticism. Because if you get famous, you're going to have that. You're going to have people who be like, oh, yo, this is trash. Like, me personally, I don't like A Boogie with the hoodie. His shit is trash, beyond trash.
But I can't say that.
I don't see it. I don't see why it's likable. His music is not that good.
I gotta go listen to something of him. I mean, I never really heard him. Like, I probably heard a song of his before, but like, and then I knew it was his. But on a whole another note,
right.
I mean, I can't. I wouldn't.
Like, he's been on
say that he
he's been on people's music. But
and then
to me,
some artists gotta grow on you, bro. Some artists gotta grow on you. Like, how can I say, well,
hey, who
is
never,
that?
He will never grow me. He will never grow.
That's it.
I've had
I ain't say all
me,
of
like, them. 6'9 grew on me when he came out. But A Boogie with a hoodie, he would never grow on me. Never.
I don't like rappers who yell a lot, man. The last nigga I liked that like, yell a lot was DMX. And that nigga just growled. This nigga 6'9. He yell all the time. Like, shit. I got time to listen to Meek Mill because all he did was yell. Yeah, bro, but like once I'm like, chilling in that
yeah,
thing, and then
don't get me pumped. Yeah, I feel you. Don't get me pumped. He makes me angry that he's yelling. But because of what the shit that come out of his mouth gets me pumped. But Meek Mill, some of his shit, I'm just like, why are you so angry?
I don't know, dude. Like he be tripping.
Like, why are you yelling?
Exactly. The only fucking Meek Mill song that be getting me from is "Hold Up, Wait a Minute." Y'all thought I was at it. That shit was cool. I used to pray for times like this around, like, but he say this shit surprised the fuck out of me. I was, oh shit, this is turning up. But like
his
the
intro,
person that
I was there on the intro.
Hell yeah. Like I didn't like Lil Uzi, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, it wasn't like that I didn't listen to it. Like, I heard one of his songs and I didn't like it. And then I heard another one of his songs and I fucking love that shit. So I went back and listened to the other song that I didn't like and then I love that shit too now. And it's fucking crazy and I can't explain it to you, but it's like me listening to, like, he ain't had no gateway song to, like, bridge from, like, J. Cole to, like, Lil Uzi stuff. So it wasn't, like, no middle. I couldn't, like, understand what the fuck this nigga was about. And then I heard him on, I heard a track with somebody, and I was like, hey, okay, well, hey. Then I just started fucking with all of his shit. And, like, now I'm actually listening to his shit. Dude. Like, I'm listening to his bars and shit. He got a lot of anime references so and video game references. So I fuck with that nigga. That nigga said, what the fuck he said? He said something, Yu-Gi-Oh! You trying to duel Blue Eyes like Dragon, I would not lose. I was like, this nigga, who's he out here for real? Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, I'm a nerd at heart, so all that shit be getting to me. And then I'm a lyricist, so I can actually, I'm saying, putting that together, and I know Lil Uzi don't, I'm saying, buy lyrics. That nigga write that shit. I heard this nigga freestyle. That nigga rap exactly how he freestyle. And then stop and say, that nigga really fucking do that shit, and it's talented. I mean, it's whack to be inside and the whole grand scope of shit, because, like, if you want to be on some lyrics level, but on, like, a hype note and actual, like, lyricism within being hype, he cool. I fuck with him.
Right.
So, man, gotta grow on me. Some of these rappers, though, is not going to grow on me and this shit over with. Like, I wish I could just, like, hop in front of them and be like, bro, stop, no. But I wanted to know. Stop. Go home. Go
yeah,
force right for somebody.
Like, That ain't it, sir.
And then, you know, another whack-ass rapper that's growing on me, bro. Bro, that nigga Blueface.
See,
I'm mad at that.
Right.
I like that nigga.
Blueface. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Blueface can actually rap. He can actually rap.
Yeah, but
he chooses to do this because society likes this bullshit. So he's like, why not make money off it?
He's smart as hell, but that music trash. And it's catchy and it's cold. because I can hear the lyrics of behind what you trying to say, but it's like your flow whack. Like, go give me another flow.
He only do that because he know he can make money from it. But he can actually rap. I listened to two freestyles of his. I got to go back and find it. And this was without him doing that stupid ass voice and shit. And he was fucking killing it. I'm like, yo, why don't you just rap like that? But then, you know, I seen an interview with him, and he was basically saying, you know, why do that when you could put out stupid shit and still get your million? I'm like, damn, you right.
Exactly.
Lil Wayne made a song about gonorrhea, and motherfuckers loved it.
Yeah, and that was really, really weird.
That was funny because before he came out with that song, I was arguing with somebody about Lil Wayne. I'm like, Lil Wayne has nothing to prove. He could pull out a song about gonorrhea, and people go love it. And then sure enough, here goes a song, and the Drake, he did gonorrhea. I'm like, damn, fucker must have heard me.
Damn. That nigga was like, challenge accepted. I'm doing it.
Right.
I'll take the challenge with ease.
You know, so I'm out here making beats just to let y'all know. I got three published already through Band Lab, you know what I'm saying? And people are loving it. I'm getting good reviews already, you know.
I ain't hit one beat yet.
I got you. I'm gonna send it. Matter of fact, let me save it. Let me send you the link right now. Glad you said something. I'm gonna send it to you. You know, I'm trying to do it all, man.
I mean,
you're a real
nut
here,
y'all. Hey, we need producers.
Hey, you know.
You say your first beat yet?
Oh, man, so I don't even know how to do that. Somebody just asked me to buy one of my beats, and I have no idea how to do that shit.
I'll talk to you off the air about it, bro. All
right. My man was like, hey, yo, I love this beat. I want to buy it. I'm like, bro, this is my first time doing it. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Hey, you know, as soon as you figure it out, let me know. All right, because right now I don't know nothing. I just know how to send it to people.
You gotta y'all gotta have a written contract, like and what you want, like depending if you're gonna lease it or not. If you're gonna lease it, then I mean you can still use it. He get the rights to use it, but you get the right to sell it to somebody else. Yeah. Anything that he do with it, you get paid for. Nah, you can sell the beat over to him, like ownership of it, and that nigga can have all the shit. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to. He can sell that motherfucker if he wants to. But yeah. So sometimes I've leased, and sometimes I've leased beats for like $20 to $60, and I've sold exclusive beats for like $60 to $250. So
right.
It's all about you. It's all about how. What you want to do and how you want to sell your shit. Like, if you feel your shit good enough to sell for like 20, then go ahead. If you feel like your shit good enough to sell higher than that, go ahead. It's all on you.
Hey, shit. He was like, whatever the price is I'm paying, I'm like, shit, look out of you. You can have $400. No.
Oh, shit. Hey, nigga.
No, I ain't doing like that, but.
I wouldn't do that, but damn.
Nah, I would never. I'm trying to let, you know, people grow. But
yeah,
I've also had people contact me, you know, so that I'm trying to get them on the show now because, you know, I've been linking up people, so, you know, about it.
That's what's up, man. That's good. You seeking further exposure. That's what's up. You trying to grow the brand.
Yes, sir.
I'm fine.
Of course, man. You know.
It is. Then the world opening up, so we're going to have a lot of more opportunities to do a lot more stuff.
OG Beats. We should have a production company.
OG, no, I'm gonna just be OGE, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, get, become a producer and OGNT.
Man, you know, I'm with all that. I'm starting learning a whole bunch of whatnot.
You still learning though, bro. I gotta hear your beats, because I ain't trying to hear no old school 2000 Soulja Boy beat.
No, man.
Right. I still got my first beat that I sampled. It's I'll post that. I'm gonna post it on Facebook. Matter of fact, you still get on Facebook? You just can't do nothing.
I could get on. Yeah, I can get on. I can't like nothing to comment for the next 20 days.
My countdown. All right, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna
Good
put
countdown.
My first beat that I ever sampled. I'm going to send the link, and I'm going to put it on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? My first beat that I sampled, it was a Fruity Loops. It was Backstabbers. I was like, they smiling in your face, them backstabbers.
Oh, yeah.
Backstabbers, they smiling in your face. This is the first beat I actually saved. Because you know what I'm saying, that you everybody had the demo of Fruity Loops but really wasn't doing shit. I had obtained a version of the Fruity Loops from somebody. And basically I was able to save, and the first beat that I saved was this one. So I'm gonna say tonight, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm gonna grab it because I know it's still on this website. Well, it's still on SoundCloud. I'm sending a link, and I want y'all to judge it. I want y'all to judge the shit out of it. I want y'all to talk about it. I want y'all to smack it, dislike it, talk about it, comment, all of that shit.
Right. Because,
matter of fact, I'm going to play two songs, and then we're going to hop back into it, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Hey, yo, it's deeper than rap. Let me just bond with y'all for a minute. Look, I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. Real nigga since day one. I ain't never had to play one. Stay down, ain't never fold. It's a lot at stake, but I'm A1. Name good in the streets too. Resume on point like a Ginsu. It ain't much I ain't been through. If you was me, you would've been through, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You see the pain, you see the pain in my eyes. Barely can sleep and mama been drinking since my brother died.
Not yet.
Hey, shit I've been through wasn't supposed to survive. But not only alive, was able to thrive. I'm one of them guys. And I can't fuck with you niggas, cause you niggas fake.
You niggas fake, you niggas fake.
Talk shit when I'm gone, but smile in my face.
Yeah,
I know. Don't play with me, I will not give you a break. I pull your card, get your shit cracked like it was a chase. All that tough shit, I ain't with that, that's goofy. You get knocked off, you keep running around with them fake G's, it's Gucci. And yeah, I heard through the grapevine, little nigga wanna take mine. Stump him out in these right phones, make it look like a hate crime. Beat a nigga like a baseline, 40 cal on my waistline. Catch him slipping while he on the block, and boom on him from the baseline. Always had a 9-to-5, field move weren't cross state line. I ain't need to have an iPhone, if I got caught, I would FaceTime. Young nigga, chasing dreams. Send me with me, Prince Hakeem. Ain't nothing sweet like a diabetic. If I go today, I would die a legend. Facts, I'm going hard in this bitch. Erection. Me lose, cut it out. C-section, yeah. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. I am the one. Yo, Penny Hardaway.
One time for the nation.
One time for the Viv.
OGNT. I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong.
It's been weeks since we first met. Thinking about your body had me weak since we first met. Mathematic positions, let your clothes do the subtraction while you holding my addition. Multiplying the strokes while your legs do the division. You the girl of my dreams, exactly how I envision. Body tight, right, your picture fit the description. Focal point of the room, you sucking up my attention. If this song wasn't about you, you get an honorable mention. She assists me every level on this money making mission. Her grind matches my grind, kinda like a competition. She grind with such precision, rapid repetition. She the leader of the team, holding on to her position. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And ever since I saw her, man, I just wanted to hold her. Hand both hands like a PlayStation controller. And wake up to her like a fresh cup of Folgers. Polar.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel and how I keep it real. And I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
Joy. Girl, ever since I met you, all I did was think about you. I knew I had to have you, cause I couldn't live without you. And your man is a joke, he don't really care. Lend you my shoulder, no more crying, baby, wipe them tears. Me and you, no truer two, we like a hand in glove. I bet you exhausted your whole life, you ran from love. Praying to the man above for someone that could handle you. I ain't trying to hold you down, I'd rather see you standing up. I don't want to say goodbye, I much rather keep in touch. Put you on the plate, say my grace, proceed to eat you up. When we hit the sheets, that's the only time I beat it up. Slow it down, then speed it up. I'm like, am I a freak or what? But don't get it twisted, I'm enlightened. When the time come, you gon' get mind fucked. And I'ma make your mind come. Lost on the road, I need a sign, I'm trying to find one. My vision's kinda blurry, but your ex really the blind one.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
I met you on that bright summer day. Bright sun, blue sky, pretty smile, brown eyes, thick thighs, no ass, but for me, you were just right.
Thick thighs, no ass, but for me, you were just right.
Couldn't wait to get your number and call. But first up was your name, and she said Rochelle Hall. Key says minutes turned to days, and days into weeks. My love began to grow, and for her, I was weak. So you can say whatever, but it's where I wanna be. And everything to her is what I wanna be. So you can hate on her, and you can hate on me. But I love is it forever, and that's something you can't beat. But keep crying. So I apologize, but this is too soon. But I don't wanna wait too long. Cause you are my life, for you I will fight. And when we both together feel so damn right.
Damn right, damn right.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
And we are back.
And we back. Real.
Oh. So what's going to be your producer name, man?
Hey, man, I'm sticking to Radio Real with everything.
So your producer name going to be Radio Real?
Yeah, you know, Radio Real for everything.
I feel you. What's your tag going to be, though? What's your producer tag?
My tag?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You know, every producer got out. See, that was mine. I'm still, I got a temporary one.
What's your tag?
Hey, mama, that's Terry. That's temporary, though.
You say what?
It's If nigga, just go listen to one of my beats. I can't.
Oh, see, I gotta wait for the show now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but technically, you know, I always use my nickname as well.
I gotta be something that Radio Rail can be your name on social media and everything like that. But at Radio Rail.
Right.
Well, you know, Drake shit like Champagne Poppy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? Because, you know, my main IG is at Rail. And then, you know, Radio Rail. But I use Dilla. I use that name a lot for a lot of shit. A lot of people know me as Dilla as well.
See? Now you got to figure out which one you're going to be.
Me and my homies,
we can call.
Me and my brothers, we got, because we love dark liquor, so we call each other Yak Boys. So, like, I can have some, you know, Yak something. I don't know.
T-Yak.
Since Drake calls them fucking Champagne Poppy, I'd be a Yak Boy something. Yak Boy Dilla some shit. Who knows?
I low key. That sounds about right.
I don't know if you can listen to the beats I sent you, but I tried to send it in a regular MP3 form, but it shows up as some other shit where you might have to listen to it if you have Dropbox. I don't know. I'm trying to get to where I just sent it to you to MP3. I'm trying here. You
why don't
know,
you
I don't,
just
I don't know how to do all this shit.
I can listen to it. Why don't you just get a SoundCloud?
I have a SoundCloud. I just never used it to put stuff out there. But now, see, I'm learning now. I'm learning. So now, since you mentioned that, I'll be working on doing that tonight.
See? Mm-hmm. Well, we can end up selling beats together.
This is true.
Because I got like,
and I'm still working on
I'm
that
sitting. Uh-huh. Telling me that.
I think I'm scratching the first song. I'm scratching the shit out of that because I just made a beat that I definitely fucking with, and I've been writing shit down here and there. Or I might just freestyle the whole thing.
Oh, that sounds good.
So I might do one of the. Well, you heard that? So I might get under the influence and just freestyle the whole thing. You never know. So I'm going to have to go to your house and do all that shit. Cause headphones don't do justice.
And I'm going to let you know this. Got to do it before August 1st.
You moving?
Mm-hmm.
Out of reach?
Yeah.
Out of touch?
Nah, I'm going to be in Rockford.
There ain't too far. I always drove to Rockford for work purposes.
Oh, I'll say, I'm not going to be too far, bro. I'm going to be in Rockford.
Yeah, Rockford ain't nowhere. I could do that driving my fleet 24/7. I used to drive to Rockford all the time for work.
I'm
a driver anyway. I'm going to go get a tattoo tomorrow. I'm driving to Devontae tomorrow. He lives in Maryville.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, I know
that shit,
bro. It ain't nothing.
You know what it is now.
Facts.
Shit.
But yeah, because I definitely want to do it soon. So yeah, it'll be definitely way before August 1st.
All right.
So y'all hearing here first. I'm going to do my first song. The first song I'm going to do, I'm scratching it. I'm gonna use my own beat for this shit. I fucking love it. I love the beat. So I'm gonna definitely freestyle it. I just gotta get my days together, that's all.
I'm gonna make a poem. Just a little poem. But then shit, that's it. Final words, man.
As always, wash your fucking head. Again, shout out to Bard University TV for having me on their show. We will be doing a lot of business with them, vice versa. Definitely, you know, if you're an underground artist, definitely, you know, link up with them. To me, they are like the modern day Yo MTV Rap. That's how I'm looking at them. And, you know, definitely reach out to them. Of course, always tune in to OG Radio on blogtalkradio.com/Mr. AKA 38. You'll find your boy D-Tray and your boy Radio Rail here every Tuesday and every Friday from 10 to 11. And I also do extra shows, podcast Mondays, and poetry Thursdays. Those times are normally 9 to 10. So definitely tune in those days. Happy Juneteenth. For all those who are out and about, be safe. The cops
are going to be my final word.
I'm going to let y'all know that shit now.
Yeah. Man. They out here.
Yeah, I was riding down King Drive on 35th. Boy, I was trying to get to the E-Way, and, like, they had so much stuff blocked up. I was scared for a moment because, you know, the precinct is down there, and, like, there were so many cops, and dude told me to stop. I was like, oh, shit, what's about to happen? But he was just directing traffic, so I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, let me get the fucking over.
Oh, God, yeah, but we
going to
be
done today. But, yeah, that's it for me. You know, stay tuned till the next show, which will be Monday. We will have a guest next Friday, so definitely stay tuned for next Friday's Freestyle Friday. We will actually be freestyling next Friday since Terry didn't want to freestyle today.
Heard. I ain't freestyled them all.
You say you ain't freestyling no more?
Nah, I'm old. I'm in the beats making mode.
Okay.
But I'll be prepared next week.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey. I'm throwing you two stupid ass words. I got the perfect word for you. I don't know if you can use it, but I got the perfect word for you.
What is it?
I'm going to write it down. No, I ain't going to tell you. You'll find out next week. But I'm going to tell you right now. Write it down so I don't forget.
You going to forget.
No, I'm writing it down right now. Since being on the show, y'all got me out here networking. Since networking, I've been having to put so many different things in my calendar. So I definitely use my calendar nowadays.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey, I need you to YouTube Mika Luciano, M-I-K-A, L-U-C-I-A-N-O.
Just send it to me. I don't remember that. All
right. But,
send me a link.
Yes. Got you. Because, you know, when I was over there listening to people's music, I was jotting down a few people that I liked. And she's dope. So I'm going to be trying to work on getting her on the show. Because we need some female artists out here, you know?
Big facts. Real female. All right, bro. I'm just going to cut it short right there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody out there, be safe. And hope everybody have a nice day.
Good night, y'all.
Deuce.